A photo showing actor and Beijing native Ge Yur Ge Daye slouching on a sofa has gone viral. That posture has been nicknamed the Beijing slouch. Now, 4 younger male celebrities have inherited the mantle and have been crowned the 4 slouchers of the capital. So what is the Beijing slouch and why do Beijingers proudly proclaim it is ours?What is it?
Oh, I guess, I guess many people have watched the, 我爱我家.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. The photo was a snapshot from 我爱我家, literally meaning I love my family. It's one of the oldest and most famous sitcoms in China. So, in this picture,Ge Yur or Ge Daye, as He Ya has mentioned, was always seen slouching on the sofa and had not sat up straight once. At first, the posture was called Ge Yur lying. Later, people started to call it Beijing slouch, since it's a very typical posture for Beijing natives. And the photo soon gained huge popularity. During the weekend, a lot of people posted photoshopped version of the picture, like Ge Yur dressing like the American Captain or Spider-Man while doing the posture. It also became a popular meme with words like, I know I am wasting my life, but I just don't want to stop. That's very interesting. Well, He Yang, as a Beijinger, can you show people how do you do a proper Beijing slouch?
Oh, thank you for directing that question to me.
Many people would be interested.
Well, I mean, when it comes to the Beijing slouch, it's very...
technical.
Yeah, because you have to hear me out here.
Yeah.
It's about...you're sitting there, yes. But as if you have no bone in your body. And can you imagine how comfortable that is? And also, it is not just one posture. It is a process. So basically, what you do is you sit down on a chair or on a sofa, and then you sort of just lay back. And then, here comes the process. You are sliding down the sofa, but...your back clings to the end of the chair, like 120 degrees to 180 degrees. I think
that
is the technical side of things, and you better get it right to qualify the Beijing slouch. That is what I think. And also, here, can I please just abuse my position a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about it, but I have to do it. So listen up, everyone. You have to use the Beijing slang to describe this. That is...从椅子上出溜下去 Yeah, so that is like when you slide down, you glide down, and that is what the Beijing slouch is. And I think it shows a lot of attitude. It's like, yeah, you know, it could be third world war out there, but I don't give a damn.
You know, looking at this, I'm going to say something that maybe He Yang won't like here. That I just
think, is it, Ryan?
First of all,
be
okay,
nice.
I love Beijing. I do. But to call this the Beijing slouch, I think I've been doing this slouch my whole life, okay? When I get on a couch, especially when it's comfy, I first sit on the chair or sofa. Then after I've secured my comfiness, I decide that I want to accelerate my comfiness level. So then I slowly slouch on the sofa, till my shoulders are basically almost touching the back, and I make that nice little triangle that you have with your Beijing slouch. So, I'm just saying, guys, I think this is also a slouch that is done everywhere around the world by tons of people looking to be very comfy on their couch.
Okay, it could be true, but I beg to defer, Ryan, because can you make sure it's the 120 to 180 degree slouch?
You make sure?
Oh, yeah, with my fabulous abs, I can make it whatever degree. And also, you know what's really essential here? That is when you... in the slouch, or when you're maintaining the slouch, it is pretty good exercise to the abs. And also when you finish the slouch, you need to bounce up. That's like Beijing style, you know, when you can bounce up like effortlessly like a spring, or when some guys mess it up, they need to like put their hand on the ground for a little support to bounce up. That's not called bounce up. That is just struggling. That doesn't qualify.
Please stay tuned for Hyeong's workout video called Slouching the Abs Out.
I see you guys are both trying so hard to establish your own brands, right? And Hyeong's slouching style and Ryan's slouching style. Actually, there is a Beijing Sitan, right?
Yeah.
The celebrities are trying hard to establish their own brands. The netizens also found four famous celebrities, most born in Beijing, as the top four Beijing slouchers who gave the best demonstration of the posture. And one is the Walkie Zhang, Da Jiangwei. He was a singer, actor, and host who was born in Beijing. Many photos showing him slouching on sofa or chair. It looks like he wants to show he was the genuine Beijinger. And in a TV show named I Go to School, he even slouching down between desk and chair in the decorated classroom.
There is many photos of me in school slouching, folks, well before I got on this show. But let's talk about the history of the so-called Beijing slouch. The posture can date back to the Qing Dynasty, 1636 to 1912. In case you didn't know, the Manchu people love to lie down on the heated brick bed after dinner, even including the emperor. It is said that Emperor Qinlong loved to slouch down after dinner, read books, and write calligraphy. Now, that sounds really nice. I think I would be doing that, and that's why I think I have done that, is because I think slouching is one of those human necessities we've all done, but I do think it's cool that, you know, people are really enjoying this here in Beijing, and it's got it does definitely have a cultural aspect to it. I'm just saying, guys, everybody slouches.
Oh, yeah, and people say this slouching posture of the dynasty Qianlong, Emperor Qianlong, is related to his long life, and he died at 88 years old. He was regarded as the longevity emperor in the Chinese history, and people say he knew how to keep himself healthy, like he always took the unprotected sleep called Hui Long Jiao, and maybe the slouching always make him feel comfortable and relaxed after long working hours.
Interesting. But I still think that the Beijing slouch we're talking about today, the type that I have
that
described,
20 degree angle, right?
Yeah. You have to get the angle right, you know, and I don't think it is the same as what the emperors used to do, because I don't think they're practically flat on their heated brick bed or huokang. I don't think that is the situation at all. Actually, they have a lot of support in their back. So yeah, it is slouching more like halfway what we're talking about in the contemporary sense. So yes, maybe I have given it too much thought, but I think this is an interesting way to see what the Beijing local culture is about.
Well, maybe, and just maybe, the slouching culture has evolved, and especially here in Beijing, to perfect the slouch to a 120 degree angle for optimum comfort on the couch. Because I saw a picture of the guy that's known for the Beijing slouch, and he does look so comfortable.
And there's one thing I think I do share with Da Zhangwei. So is he a member of the Jingcheng Sitan?
Yes.
The four slouchers of the capital? Mm-hmm. Our internet users are just so intelligent and clever. I do admire you guys so much. The part that I share with Da Zhangwei is, things evolve. Technology develops. Now everybody pretty much has a laptop. And I'm a busy person, a hard worker. There's a lot of things I want to do on my laptop, even in my free time. That could be work-related or not. What do? I slouch. And I use my fabulous abs as a table or a desk. And I put my laptop on there. And as I do stuff. So, yes, I think the Beijing slouch has many facets to it. And now...It's multifunctional.
Oh, yeah. Is it a good way to train your abs? That's a very creative way, I guess.
Okay, if you want fabulous abs, and I think I have some authority in it, I can only say that the slouch is conducive, but it doesn't determine your abs. So if you really do want those defined abs...Maybe you should follow a class that maybe I will teach in the future.
Wow, that's very interesting. And I agree that it's a fabulous way to train your abs. It is a cultural symbol. And it is also a nostalgic thing in Beijing Hutong, maybe during the hot summer time. And you can see a lot of people, many old Beijingers, slouched on the unfolded bamboo chaise lounge in the yard or on the Hutong Street, using the big fan to keep them cool and drive mosquitoes away while drinking some tea and talking to neighbors. That's a typical Beijing summer night scene in Hutong.
But why is it that so many of our parents, especially our moms, when they have been teaching us our manners as we grow up, always say or often call us out and say, don't do that, don't slouch?
Well, that's what I was going to say here is that, you know, you have painted this picture, He Yang, of like six-pack ripped guys just slouching to the best shape of their life.But when I often see someone slouching, I often think they are lazy, not lazy, but just careless, relaxing and, you know, hanging out, just kind of maybe trying to beat the heat. Not so much trying to get that six-pack abs we all really want, you know what I mean? But also, guys, I think...that it's bad for your backbones and your posture overall. In fact, I was doing just a little research. It does, slouching often does increase your chances of back problems, i.e. scoliosis and arthritis. And it also might give you that, that image of the double chin. So you're just so comfortable, you're like, you don't even care how you look. The double chin's coming out.
I have an objection to that.
Objection.
Yes, objection. And basically, yeah, maybe you could be seen with the double chin. That could happen. But also, you create an imagery that is second to none. That is, it seems as if it's all legs below your neck. With, try it out. You will see what I mean. It's actually kind of...
脖子下都是腿儿
sort of like that. Well, anyway, that's how I think. And our WeChat listeners will not leave us alone on this topic for sure. I will start with what Han has to say. He says, I just noticed that this is exactly how I sit. And 3 days ago, a friend of mine says that I talk like Da Zhang Wei, although I do not know who he is. Ooh, interesting. And he's guessing that there's something common that goes with all Beijingers, how we sit, how we talk. And Han is super proud of it. I'm sure people from other provinces, countries have their own habits, good or bad. And these sometimes allow people from the same area to identify with each other in...a foreign land, and people should be proud about their local customs.
I definitely think Beijing's got a lot of great culture, and definitely people should be so proud, and it sounds like they're, Beijingers are really, you know, adamant about taking this slouch and calling it theirs, so I'll give it to you. You guys have a slouch. Good job, He Yang.
Yeah, but I think you need to be careful when you are in the office doing slouch. It is perfectly okay if you're at home. You can do slouch anywhere you want, on bed, on sofa. But in the office, your boss might think you are not diligent and not working hard. It doesn't give a good image to your boss, maybe.
Well, just tell your boss that you're trying to get a six-pack.
Yeah, you get away with that. And there are so many of you saying stuff to us. I will quote a few others. One from Helen saying, I think everyone will do this if he or she is tired. This behavior has nothing to do with being a Beijinger or not. And actually, I think there's a degree of truth in it. But if we're really technical, remember that range, 120 to 180 degrees. I still think I shall firmly stick to my ground on the definition of a Beijing slouch. And there is May ZZ saying, this is so funny. I've definitely done this before, but I'm a girl. I won't sit like that in public. It is a little embarrassing, and I'll definitely do it at home. As long as it doesn't embarrass and make other people uncomfortable, I'm comfortable. I'm good.
Well,
so,
there you go.
Yeah, I think that is the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit and attitude.
Exactly. Yes, I guess we'll move on to our next topic, and that will be a woman who orchestrated her own fake kidnapping. Sounds kind of like Gone Girl stuff, but actually, she's just here to test how much her husband loves her. Why is she doing that? It doesn't sound very clever to me at all.
Absolutely, I'd love to tell you all about it. Huang Lan, 43, and her husband, Yu Jiang, 52, live in Chongqing and have two daughters. They have daughters. And this crazy behavior is happening. Let me tell you about it. The husband one day received a call from his wife, who sobbed and repeatedly said, let me go. I want to go home, sounding as if her mouth was covered. Yu Jiang, immediately, being the good husband that he is, called the police. And the police traced the missing woman to a relative of her ex-husband, who confirmed that Huang had not been kidnapped. Huang was later found roaming the street, and she said she wanted to test if her husband cared about her. Now, reading this, it was ridiculous. I mean, in 40 hours, local police sent 29 officers to search for her. She's received administrative detention for 10 days, but I just think that this is so crazy. I mean, A, the poor husband, he's been put to the test. I don't know how he can ever trust her again. And you know, I've always thought that trust is a fundamental building block for a good relationship.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, is it a human nature to tend to test whether you're the true love from your mate or not? And definitely I see a waste of manpower here. The 29 officers could have dealt with things more urgent.
Yeah, you know, and when I was younger and in my dating life, I've had a couple times where the women who I was dating would try to make me jealous to see how much I liked them. But I feel like that's often a game played when you are younger. And when you get older, you get kind of like sick and tired of playing games. You just want something real. And I'm looking at this scenario, and this is not a young couple. And yet, I feel like the husband did a good job in responding, really immediately called the police. But this lady, I think maybe she should see someone, possibly a psychiatrist. Because at 43 years of age, I don't think that this kind of behavior should be happening.
Yeah, you make a good point, but also I wonder, is it because the husband, maybe because they have had a long relationship and has kind of, you know...
Oh no, are you justifying this?
I am just trying to get into the mind of that woman without calling her crazy. That is, maybe they need to rekindle a fire or something like that. And has the husband not shown her that he really cares about her?
That's another thing that we should definitely bring to the table when talking about this, and in terms of generality talking about it. And that is, guys, you gotta make your lady feel like the most special lady on the planet, and don't ever slack in doing that, especially, you know, if you love her so much, and hopefully this stuff never happens to you. And vice versa, you know, maybe sometimes guys are testing their ladies, you know. There should be no testing of love. You guys should be showing each other on a day-to-day basis how much you care for each other. Bam.
Yeah, and it's very important to show your care to your love. And I guess their life may become boring, and Lady Huang is not satisfied with her life. And I think he definitely needs to communicate with her husband. And I can see there is a sense of insecurity deep down in her heart. According to a theory from Psychology Today, the more insecure we are, the more likely we are to fear rejection and consequently to be on the lookout for early signs of rejection. Therefore, we should test our partners, as it is a human tendency to attack others whom you perceive as hurting you. Yes, so this, how to overcome this sense of insecurity is an important problem in marriage.
Yeah, I think so. But also, without judging people, like saying they want to test each other, if we just change it into a different word or just describe the phenomenon, of course you want your significant other half to do something that's only special to you, that he or she wouldn't do for anybody else. That's, maybe you can see it as testing, but it's also a testament to love. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yu Yang, and Ryan. And I'll have to say goodbye to Ryan for a brief time, and I'm going to miss you so much. That's all for today. Bye!